We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The athletic director of the University of Miami, Blake James, is going to join us right now. Good morning, Blake. How you doing?
Good morning, Zach. I'm doing great.
Blake, thanks for being with us, man. We're all sitting at home. I'm guessing, are you home these days yourself?
For the most part, I've had to go in a few times during the week. You know, just it seems a little odd to say, but been busier than maybe typically would be at this time of year, just given everything going on and going through the new normal. But primarily try to stay at home and just make a few trips into the office periodically as needed.
Right. Hey, Blake, I tell you, things are crazy, and we wanted to get into some of it and what you're dealing with, if you don't mind, with the change in college sports and spring eligibility another year. And do we have any idea how it's going to work out, or is it something the NCAA is still working out to know that you got a new recruiting class that'll be coming in, and yet a lot of the men and women sports will be allowed to come back for another year?
Yeah, the NCAA with the ruling on Monday, we're still kind of walking through, you know, everything and how it is all going to work. Obviously, it was a significant step that they took in addressing the issue that happened. And, you know, in the big picture, it's really a small group when you look at it. You know, for us, you're talking about our men's women's tennis program, our baseball program, our outdoor men's women's track programs, and our rowing program. And so it's not for all of our programs. It's not for our winter sport programs.
Right.
But they did take a step to address what happened this spring with college athletics on Monday night, and we're still kind of walking through it and kind of putting all the pieces of the puzzle together.
Blake, I know that we're, you know, still far away from the fall and football season, but, you know, of course, it's April, so people are starting to bring stuff up when it comes down to the football stuff. Obviously, spring was done. You didn't have much to do with that. Are there conversations being had, you know, maybe not with the NCAA yet, but at least in the ACC about what might happen? What might happen with the timeline? If we have to push stuff off, can we get a full season in? Is there conversations going on about canceling the season yet? Like, it's so weird that pundits are coming out and talking about it, yet I haven't heard athletic directors of the NCAA talk about it yet.
I mean, there hasn't been any talks that I've been a part of about canceling the season. I think, Zach, the thing I would look at is if we had this call on March 3rd and the three of us were thinking of what's the craziest things we can come up with that would happen if this coronavirus were to really impact the United States and Florida, I don't think we would have got to the point where we are. And so, you know, I think it, given that we have 5 months away from the season, I think it's too early to say this is going to happen or this needs to happen or all these different types of things. You know, what I would say is, you know, right now we're committed to doing everything that we need to do as a part of this community to help bring an end to this pandemic, and that's, you know, supporting our student athletes. And with that said, to answer your question, are we talking potential scenarios? Yeah, we got to look at it from a, you know, budget impact of, you know, here's some different idea or different dates that we potentially should think about if we're not back to normal operations by then. Manny and I have talked about, you know, what would it look like if we started fall camp right on time to if we had to push fall camp up to, you know, even have had conversations with colleagues around the country that, you know, we've talked about, you know, what if we move the football season out? And I think, you know, the thing I would share is everyone I've talked with, you know, is committed to, you know, having our sports be back on, you know, as soon as possible. But most importantly right now, I think everyone's focused on doing our part to bring an end to this pandemic.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Blake, can I get back to the eligibility thing for a year? Uh-huh. Thing I didn't understand and made me help me out. So because I'm guessing if you tell a lot of those sports, like, hey, you didn't get to play your spring sport, so you get another year of eligibility, we're going to have you back. Do you have to pick up? Is it like they'll be on full scholarship, or will they still be? I know baseball's partial scholarships. How will that work? You got to pick up room and board. You got to pick up the whole. You pick up the whole deal. How will it work?
Well, so Joe, it's permissive. So it's permissive legislation. And so the two things that the NCAA said on Monday night is one, for seniors, there is the ability of NCAA institutions to extend beyond what the NCAA maximum limits are. And so up to the amount that senior would have had. So if you have a senior on half a scholarship this year, the NCAA would say there's the ability for that senior to be on half a scholarship next year, and for that not to count in the limits. So if you look at a sport like you brought up baseball, say it's baseball. Baseball has an NCAA maximum limit of 11.7. So if we had a senior under the new NCAA guidelines, the NCAA would say that you could be 0.5 above that 11.7, you know, which you know would move you 12 to 12.2. Okay. For everyone else, you still have to be within that 11.7. The only exception the senior or the NCAA made was for seniors, and that so it would be for 1 year that you would see some schools beyond what the NCAA maximums are. But again, only for those specific seniors. So if a senior were to leave and transfer, they can't take that ability to go over the limit to another school. Or if that senior decides they want to go on to play professional baseball, if they want to go to a job that they have, if they're just done, you don't get to keep that spot either. It's just for that one individual at that institution and only at the senior level. It's not for the remaining underclassmen on the team.
Blake, I bring this up to you, too. I was just thinking about this. We had a bloodbath at Intercom yesterday with pay cuts, layoffs, furloughs, which a lot of companies are going through. It hit us, and if people are still working, I think a lot of them were asked to take pay cuts. I'm not talking on behalf of everybody, but I think a lot. Is that something you have to consider, some of that stuff, for without getting into specifics? Is that something could happen as well for you guys?
What? Joe, I think the thing I would share with all listeners, and again, you know, credit to the great leadership team we have at the university. I've said this, a number of times throughout this entire process, you know, starting with Dr. Frank in his role, and carrying over to the leadership, the senior leadership that we have. It's been a real blessing for me and for our students and our department to be able to work with a group that is experienced in not necessarily handling pandemics, but handling major emergency-type situations, obviously given our location with hurricanes. On Wednesday night, again, to his credit, Dr. Frank held a town hall meeting, and that's obviously a question that you know your employees are all asking. As you said, you hear about it around the country, and you see it happening in our community. And, you know, one of the things that Dr. Frank made very clear on Wednesday in his town hall meeting is his priority is keeping in place all the current employees that we have and not to have layoffs and furloughs. Now, that can mean you're making sacrifices in other areas, and those are things that we'll look at and we'll continue to address. But, I was thrilled to have that conversation with him in advance of this town hall meeting to know where he's at, because as you guys know, those are horrible conversations to have, and at this time when everyone's facing such a challenge, to know the university is doing everything they can to make sure that the employees we have at the university continue to have jobs, just I think says a lot about the great leadership that we have and really the great family that we're all able to be a part of at the University of Miami.
Man, that's great. That is really great. We don't know this president very, very well, Blake. A lot different than Donna Shalala, obviously, in their styles and stuff. So we don't know him that well, but that's great news. I mean that. That's fantastic. The other thing is lost revenue from the NCAA basketball tournament. Help me out on, I don't know if you can talk numbers or not, What kind of financial hit is that for the ACC in general, or for you guys specifically?
Yeah, so the lost revenue on the men's basketball tournament from the NCAA ends up being about $2.3 million for each ACC institution. Oof. So obviously that's a significant hit. And, again, credit to, our ACC conference leadership. They're working on, as we all are, working on what are the savings that we're going to have for our fiscal, for our fiscal year, and looking at helping the schools ease that pain, because that's something that we had all wrote in the, guaranteed revenue line. Again, going back to my conversation earlier, I don't think on March 3rd, if we would have come up with the crazy ideas of what this is going to mean, we would have come up with canceling the NCAA basketball tournament altogether. And so, that's a situation that is part of what we're dealing with right now. We'll make the best of what happens, and again appreciate that our conference leadership is working with the conference budget to try to ease that pain for each institution.
Blake, I want to tell you, I do enjoy when we talk ACC network, money that could be there for you. So those are much more enjoyable conversations to have than to have some of this downer stuff that I'm hitting you with. I'm going to have you so depressed, you're going to call your wife like, next time Joe Rose and Zach want me to come on, just tell me no, because they're friggin' bringing me down right now. But, and by the way, Blake, we're going to do everything we can to get – I don't know a lot, but I know the NCAA and the Power Five conferences are looking at each other. You guys must be going, look, I don't know how many of these sports we're going to get in. We're going to get that damn football season in. That thing is going to happen.
Well, so that, Joe, I would say that. I mean, I don't think it's a secret to anyone out there. Football allows us to do so much for so many of our programs, and the revenue that we generate is really driven by football. I would say on an annual basis, we're talking 75 to 80% of our revenue comes, indirectly or directly,
right,
through things we're able to do with football, from fundraising to ticket sales to TV revenue to, as you touched on, network distribution to the college football championship and the bowls and everything that goes along with that. And so, my plan and my belief is we're gonna play a football season next year. My hope is that we are on the schedule that we have scheduled right now. I hope everyone does their part to bring an end to this pandemic and that we're able to get to that point. With that said, if someone said to me, you have to start football season in October, November, December, January, February, whatever it is to get in next year, I think that's something that we'd want to do and want to have in place. Obviously, we get tremendous support and passion for all of our sports programs, and I know people bleed orange and green for every single one of them, but as you guys well know, Hurricane football is an important part of this community, and I think bringing everyone back and getting people excited after we're all done doing our part to bring an end to this pandemic, I don't think anything would be better than to see Hard Rock Stadium rocking with the orange and green and Rocky like a hurricane and in the air tonight and all that going and getting ready to see the guys run out there and do their part. I know our guys will be excited to do it, and I know the community excited to be there. And we're just looking forward to when that day comes, and we can get the whistles blown and the competitions going again. And until then, we'll do our part.
Blake, I know you've been obviously around that campus for a while now. How eerie is it when you do have to go into the office here or there, seeing basically no one on that campus? I'm just thinking about, when I drive around, I hardly see anybody. And I'm only guessing that the coronavirus has finally helped out the traffic on US 1 at this point, because otherwise there's no helping that traffic out.
Yeah, that's the only positive I'd see on all this stuff. My drive into the office and my drive home at night is a piece of cake. I was joking with a colleague that I used to work with when I was at the University of Maine that I think I have less traffic going to the office now in Coral Gables than I did when I drove to my office at the University of Maine in Orono. So it is. It's just a strange sight. I think one of the great things about my job is you have young people who are at the driving to be at the peak of everything they do around you every day, and it keeps you feeling young and energized, and just to see them doing and competing in the sport they love and training and doing all those things, I think brings an energy. And to go to the office right now, it's just it's dead. There's we have one of our facilities people is usually there just to make sure everything's okay with the facilities, and they rotate through and myself, and that's it. And You know, it's like I said, it's something that I recognize that's our part. And again, I would encourage, you know, everyone listening and all Hurricane fans, you know, let's heed the advice of, you know, of our leadership and you know, stay at home when at all possible and practice, you know, social distancing and obviously, you know, sanitary protocol and do all the things that we can do to bring an end to this. Because, yeah, going into the office right now just isn't, you know, it's not as much fun and as energizing as it is when we have our young people there and competing and doing all the things they do and just the energy it brings to the campus. Again, you see a slowdown in the summer. You know, every year when people go away, we probably don't see it as much in athletics because a lot of our kids will stay and train, you know, year-round. But just to have that emptiness right now is something we miss. But we recognize it's part of the process, and you know, we're all bought in, you know, from our coaches to our students to our staff, you know, and doing our part to bring an end to this.
Blake, thank you, man. It's a crazy time for everybody. We were thinking about you and just wanted to get caught up with you. So we do appreciate you coming on, man. Stay safe. Stay home on Easter Sunday and relax with your family.
No, I appreciate the coverage as always, guys. Great to talk with you. And you guys stay safe and healthy, and we'll look forward to getting everyone back out there watching practices and games and talking about all the things that should have happened. And I'm sure I'll get plenty of advice, Joe, and you'll have a lot of questions to ask me down the road on why I didn't do something. And, you know, I look forward to those days again.
I'm going to fool you, and I'm going to call you one day and just have all positive stuff, I swear, going, hey, positive. Joe says he's got all positive stuff, Blake, going on the show. That'd be great. Thank you, buddy.
Zach, write this down for me because I want to know when
I'm
going to cash that card.
I am. Let me tell you something. He leaves you a voicemail. You better send that right to me on the cell phone because I'm going to need that audio. That's it.
Yeah. Exactly. You guys stay safe.
Thanks, Blake.
All right. See you, Blake. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.